And we're talking about talking to time and practicing doing that today in the episodes of Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice. Hello, I'm Peter Stewart. Thank you for the loan of your ears today. I've been a voice trainer for the BBC and trained with the prestigious Central School of Speech and Drama in London as well. So, practicing talking to time. You remember we looked at this back in episode 427 as well. So, let's go back and remind ourselves what I was saying then. And that is essentially take some copy, take a script, some words, some text, which has a required duration indicated on it. And there are plenty of places on various websites that you can find various scripts and the duration that is required in which it should be read. And read it aloud like you might in a demo. And with a stopwatch to hand, say stopwatch, you know, obviously your mobile phone. How many words did you read in 30 seconds? Or how many seconds were you over? Keep practicing until you can sensibly get the copy in the seconds required, several times in a row as well. And then take another script and repeat the exercise, and then return to the first script and see if the rate and the rhythm that you previously nailed are still there. Then go back to the second script. Then take a third one of a different style and duration and word count and try it all over again. You see what we're trying to do? We're trying to perfect the timing of each of those scripts, and when we've got it, moving on to the next one and perfecting that, and then going back to the first one, and then trying a third one, perfecting that, and then going back to the second one and seeing whether we've still got it, and then going to a fourth one, and then going back to the first and the second and the third. And that way, you'll begin to start building up a kind of internal clock, a gauge of how long you've been speaking for and the rate at which you need to speak to make sure that the words fit in the duration allowed. And a further exercise would be to take your 30-second script and then elongate it. So when you read, it lasts for 40 seconds rather than 30 seconds. Because sometimes a director, a producer, will want you to make it longer. Not necessarily hit a particular time post of 29 or 30 seconds, but maybe 35 or 40 seconds. So try that. And then they may ask you to make it shorter. So take your 30-second script, which you've now nailed to 30 seconds, and 35 seconds, and read it in 25 seconds. So now again, what you're trying to do is build up that internal understanding of how fast you need to speak with this particular script to either elongate it one way or to shorten it another way. And all of these skills are ones which will come in really useful in a recording studio, because very often you're presented with a script that is frankly just too word rich. And yeah, every single one of them is vital. It's up to you to fit the words into the seconds in a clear and interesting way. Of course, the potential problem is that if you read too fast with unfamiliar copy and in a stressful situation, you could end up with verbal trips and slips. And that's what we're going to be talking about tomorrow as Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.